Hey there, it's me again. Yes, it is the second time this week. I miss you so much that I wanted to come back again. Okay, no, seriously, my goal was always to have 2 episodes a week. But you know that life has a way of lifing, and that has not always worked out for me. But it's working now, and God willing, I will be dropping episodes on Mondays and Wednesdays. And these will be short and inspiring Wellness Wednesday episodes. So let's just get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me. Because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet, that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach, and I am pumped to be here with you this Wednesday. It's Wednesday, y'all, and it is a November to be exact, November the 7th. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We are in November. All right. So, before I dive in, I want to remind you that if you are scrolling around on Facebook, scroll on over to our Facebook group and join our community. It's a way for you to get weekly support from me, encouragement, tips, and free challenges. And actually, I'm going to have another free challenge starting really, really soon. So make sure that you stay tuned. All right, so this is your Wellness Wednesday episode. And my goal for these episodes is to be all things mind, spirit, and emotions. I talk a lot about, you know, nutrition and the physical aspect, but I want to make sure that we focus on the mind, the spirit, the emotions, and all of those wellness topics that are really focused on our well-being. So I'm going to work to keep them short and sweet. But hopefully, I want to make sure that they are inspiring, motivational, and encouraging as well. Now, this may evolve over time, but these are my thoughts for now. So today, let's talk about overcoming negative body image and the power of affirmation. Whew, that's a heavy topic, right? That's a heavy topic, negative body image. But who hasn't passed the mirror and said, "Ooh, I wish I could have tightened this up," or "if only I could lose these 10 pounds, I just wish they would go away," or "I don't like the way that I look when my shirt's tucked in," or "I wish my boobs were bigger, I wish they were smaller, I wish they were perkier." I mean, who hasn't had those thoughts a time or two or a million? I'm pretty confident that many of us have. And if so, have you ever given thought to why you're here? Meaning, why do you have those negative thoughts about your body? Stop and think about that for a bit. And if you have those thoughts and you have them often, listen, you are getting no judgment or shade from me. If you're listening to this podcast, then you are probably familiar with the supermodel era. They were everywhere. I mean, on videos, on commercials, on billboards. I mean, they were everywhere. And becoming a woman and comparing or trying to live up to those standards, it's really unrealistic. And let me stop here and say, it is not the fault of the supermodels. I mean, I love me some Linda, some Cindy, and Naomi. And have you seen Naomi lately? I mean, she is still bringing the heat. But societal pressures and media influence can contribute to negative body image. That and also what we carry from our childhood. Stories that were told to us about us as kids and teens and young adults. This all plays a role in the body image that we carry to this very day. Now, I'm here to tell you, I was a late bloomer, and I remember being in junior high and especially in high school. Some of the comments that were made about me were downright cruel, y'all. I mean, you know that we can be so cruel in our youth. And when I went through the exercise of being my own detective and pinpointing why I had such a negative body image for a long time, I thought back to that time. And some of those comments, to this day, they can really give me a visceral reaction. Which leads me to what I want you to do the next time those thoughts creep into your mind. I've said this in previous episodes, but I want you to stop and hold those thoughts captive. And be your own detective and see if you can determine why. Why are you having those thoughts? Where are they coming from? What's the source? Understanding the root of negative images about your body and the thoughts that you have, it's the first step towards overcoming it. And after you've pinpointed those thoughts and where they're coming from, and before I go forward, let me say that this isn't a five-step process. It can take a long time and a lot of work to overcome these thoughts, especially if they're thoughts that you've been playing in your mind for decades. But my goal is for you to hear something today that will cause you to pause the next time you have those thoughts and be intentional about rewriting the narrative in your mind. Make it your own narrative and not what society, old friends, your mom, or even a significant other tells you what it should be. Let's unpack, challenge, and put away those unrealistic beauty or just beauty standards in general that have been imposed on us. You have to challenge these standards and put them away so that you have room to embrace your unique and beautiful self. And yes, I said it, you are beautiful. Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and I know this very well. Now you may be wondering, how can I be a coach who talks about weight loss and at the same time talk about embracing our unique and beautiful selves? I can, because the truth is that the two can coexist. You can love your body and embrace a healthy lifestyle. And if your version of health includes losing fat, increasing muscle, eating nutrient-dense foods, moving your body, weight training, resting, staying hydrated, and loving life, then yes, ma'am, the two can exist. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If you struggle with negative body image, today, I want you to start an intentional journey of self-love and acceptance. Notice I said a journey of self-love and acceptance, because to say it any other way would be making it sound too easy, and it's not. But if you're intentional, it can be done. Now, usually I give a few tips on many of the topics that I discuss, but today I want to just give you one, and I want it to be one simple thing that I have found powerful in overcoming my own struggle with negative body image. I want you to create an affirmation or a simple sentence that you say to yourself whenever those thoughts come to your mind. Now, before you say, oh, there she goes being woo-woo, hear me out. Affirmations are so powerful, ladies. I am here to tell you they are powerful for a number of reasons. Now, because this is supposed to be a short episode, I won't go into a list of reasons, but the number one reason for me is that affirmations change the pattern of your thinking. Affirmations fire up your neural pathways, help you disrupt negative thinking, build a new route in your brain for positive thoughts, and encourage an optimistic mindset. And optimism in itself is a powerful thing. Now, I'm going to be really vulnerable for a moment, and vulnerability is not a strength for me. So here we go. I've been in the health and wellness industry for 20 plus years. I competed professionally as a natural figure competitor. I've instructed fitness classes. I was an adjunct faculty member for a wellness class. I'm a certified coach, and I love to encourage and coach women just like you. And I still struggle with confidence being in this industry. I even struggle with continuing with this podcast. But with a lot of prayer, because as I mentioned before, I pray about everything. With a lot of prayer, therapy, and a lot of internal work, I continue to show up, and I'm working on continuing to show up consistently. And when I have doubt in my ability as a coach, here's the affirmation that I say to myself. I am a competent and confident coach, and I love that women have faith in me. I give that affirmation power instead of giving power to the negative thoughts and self-doubt. And I want you to do that. Give positive affirmation and thoughts more power in your mind than negative thoughts. Instead of saying, I'm never going to lose weight, say, I am capable of achieving my weight loss goals and making progress every day. Or, every day I'm becoming a healthier and stronger me. And not only do you need to say this to yourself, you need to believe it. It's not enough to make a statement, but you have to have belief in the words to make them powerful enough to crowd out the noise of the old thoughts. With power, you have to say, I am capable of achieving my weight loss goals and making progress every day. Every day, I am becoming a healthier and stronger me. Okay, so I promise to keep these episodes short, so I'm going to wrap this up. But before I do, I want you to always remember that your worth is not determined by your size, your shape, or your appearance. You are strong, beautiful, and capable of embracing your body with love and confidence because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. All right, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being with me today. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend that might benefit from this episode too. All right, love, that is all, said the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.